It's a lovely day outside.
It show
is.
It's
hot.
It's hot, but it's like perfect.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for that sun to come out. I haven't used my backyard once. I haven't used my pool once.
You haven't laid out?
No. It hasn't been like nice.
At least you're not in New York. Did you see New York's little blizzard they had?
Yeah, I know. That was bad. Was it that bad in Nashville or not that bad?
So we got some snow here yesterday, but nothing like that. But we left the night before that really bad storm rolled through like New York, New Jersey area. So we just beat it in time. But like we were getting videos from all of our family. Dude, like opening your front door and there's snow piled up in front of your door. Like they're fully snowed in.
Ooh. Bro, oh my God, that's so annoying having to deal with that type of
gosh.
The snow is nice, but I could not live in the snow. I can't do it.
I know. I have mad respect for people who can like live in the snow, man. Yeah.
Like imagine grabbing a shovel and having to shovel your way out of your house.
And like not having enough food.
Yeah.
Like in every restaurant shut down, you're just hungry and cold. Hungry and prepared.
Yeah. Really living like settlers out here. We can't do this. This is crazy.
Even if you had like nowhere to go, if I opened my front door and I saw snow and I couldn't leave, I'd be like, man, I was about to go to the post office or do something.
Yeah.
I would just, even if you didn't have to go out, I would still be pissed that I just couldn't.
I always get sucked into like videos of somewhere across the world. It's like Serbia or somewhere in Russia. And it's like a place.
Oh, the Russia one was crazy.
Where it's like negative 45 degrees outside. It's just snow all the time. Like imagine just growing up there. That's where the lottery of life just placed you at. Like, I would be like, mom, dad, I'm leaving this town. I am leaving this village. There are much better places with better weather.
And you're also just pale. Yeah. All the time.
Well,
just
hey,
pale.
There's nothing wrong with that. Some of us Matt, have skin don't listen. Cancer,
okay? Some of us have to be pale now for the rest of our lives.
I know. But you could always do fake tan.
I have been taking beta carotene supplements, which are, you know, people say like, oh, if you eat carrots, you can get a little bit of an orange glow.
Oh, I did not know that.
That is like a scientific fact if you eat a bunch of carrots, but really it's because there's, I believe, carotene in it.
Bitch, it just sounds good.
Yeah, right.
And I saw a TikTok of someone who said, hey, my skin, I've been able to get a glow because I've been taking beta carotene supplements. And I'm like, well, if I can't tan, I might as well start taking these supplements.
It didn't have like a shop link on the bottom, right?
No. And even I never even go for a shop link. I'll just look on another website that sells
I'm saying like the minute I see a shop link, I just like don't believe the video anymore.
I'm with you on that. But I think this one was more of just general like wellness tips than like, you know, shelling out a product.
Do either of you know anybody that does like their whole job is shop links on TikTok? Yeah. Oh, really? You know somebody?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to them about it?
Oh, they crush.
And I know they crush, but like how often are they telling the truth?
Well, I don't think it's so much of like a telling the truth thing. I think they just find products that, you know, not that they don't believe in and they just shell out for it. I think they find good products that they know are hot and they just promote it because it's like a good product that they know people
want. They're looking
at
the marketplace like the end of like creator stuff. TikTok will say like, hey, these are some products that seem to be on the rise and doing well. And the CPM and like the returns on it can do really well. Like your commission is going to be big. And so they just sit there. And they get those products and they just make those videos all day until one hits. I hate
that's
those.
Like some gambling. Of them
have, it is.
No, Matt, but the hooks on those, like the people that do it for a living, all their hooks are like, so my wife just got home and her boyfriend gave her this product. And it like immediately you're like, wait, what?
it's like those
and,
games.
And like, that's how they get you. And then you're like, okay, I got to see what. His wife came home, but her boyfriend gave her something.
Yes,
and
then, they get you and with like, that shit.
And then you start watching, you're like, damn, I could use that wife beater.
Or a guy will like pull out a carrot out of his just like his shorts or whatever in the beginning. Like he's in the kitchen and starts chopping up the vegetable. And you're like, what are you talking? That just came out of your pants.
Or they'll show a product and they'll have like a fake rat running through like the kitchen. Just so they can get like comments and people rewatching
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The algorithm. Because I've seen those too. And I'm like, damn, that must
that's the
work.
Only thing I ever bought was wife beaters on TikTok. Only thing I ever TikTok shopped. That's it.
Wife beaters because of the TikTok shop?
Dude, they were made specifically for people with gynecomastia.
Okay.
And I was like, that is my community. They know.
And is it good? I'm wearing one right now.
You are?
Are you really?
Yeah.
The echo beaters?
You have gyne?
I don't think I have it. Like, I'm not diagnosed. Like, I never got it talk to a doctor about it, but my nipples are a little puffy.
Come on.
Let me squeeze them, dude.
Jared, why have we never vented about this?
I don't know.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. I get sucked into the ones that are like the underwear that give you a little bit of a butt.
Oh,
like, wait, weren't you just wearing one?
Those are butt pads that like girls will wear. Like
these are ones that have like pads in it that make it look like you have a butt.
Oh.
But why would it, for dudes?
For dudes, yeah, for someone like me. I have no ass, Zane. I have no ass.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's fine, though. Guy, I feel like that's normal for guys that have no ass. Isn't that, like, a normal thing? Like, isn't that...
It's true. Okay, but I'm not doing it, like, okay, why not?
Like, are you trying to be, like, voluptuous?
What are we doing here, Matt?
Just to give my pants a little lift. The point is, there would be guys who have butts like me, and then they put on the little... butt padded underwear. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, that does look nice. It just makes it look like I have a muscular butt. Nothing.
Okay. So
but then I was like, I gotta see that if it works for me. And I bought it.
Matt's just looking at butts all day, like boy booty, and just like, I want that butt.
I do. Sometimes I wish I had a muscular butt. It's just my one little thing I don't have.
I do the same thing, but with different guys' noses. I'll watch a show. I'm like, damn, he's a good nose. And he's turning sideways, and I'm like, damn, we have the same head. So if I had that nose, it'd be like, it would work because it works on this guy. Like, I have all these things playing in my head as I'm watching TV or shows where I'm not even paying attention. I'm just paying attention to everybody, all the dudes' noses.
I guess it's like me with butts.
It'd be like that sometimes.
But I bought them, and like I wore them out to like the Grove just to like, let's go take a little strut in these. And the whole time I was like...
Did you feel like all eyes were on you?
Well, no, it's not that I... no one's looking at my butt. It's only me that knows it. But I can feel that I have these pads on my ass the whole time, every time I'm walking. And I'm just
it
like,
squeaks.
Who am I fooling? What am I doing? Patricia knows I'm wearing it, but we're just laughing, like, thinking, like...
You're getting whistled at. Hey, sweet cheeks!
I wish, but...
Don't drop the soap!
I felt silly. I felt silly wearing the butt pads.
But do you still have them? You still wear them?
Yeah, I still have them. I've only worn them like once. I guess like maybe next time if I was, I don't even want, maybe a suit. Something if I was wearing maybe like thinner fabric or like my shirt was
tucked
in.
Something thin, yeah.
Or like if you knew you were going to a ball game, you're going to be sitting for a while. I feel like that would be nice.
That could work.
It's used like as a
cushion.
Cushion. Yeah, I like that.
I'm waiting for like a right occasion if I'm like hosting something maybe at my house, but it's a kind of a nice event where my shirt's tucked in and I know that like if I need to like get out of these underwear, I can just go to my room
what?
And change.
You know what? I do understand when you tuck in your shirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
I understand that.
It's just having that little...
Yeah, it also just like... Honestly, Matt, I wish I could give you some of mine.
Oh,
because it's
would
too,
you?
Yeah, it's too big.
You do that for me?
Like, I think my butt is just... I have too much of it, so it makes me look like chunky on the bottom. I could get some sucked out if you need... And I could give it to you.
Please, because I'm trying. I mean, I have not been skipping my leg days. I've been good about it. Sometimes I feel like, oh, it's sculpting, but it's not getting any bigger. And I feel like the butt, the gluteus maximus is the one muscle where it's like, I don't know.
It's kind of like calves.
Yeah, you had to been working on it since day fucking one. Like,
Matt, you have to up your protein and do butt blow. You got to do butt workouts.
That's what I have been doing.
You have been?
I have been, but it's just...
How much protein do you eat a day? Enough.
Maybe I also need to be doing more aggressive like squats. Like, because I'm doing mostly like the leg presses, the leg lying down leg curl stuff. I'm doing anything I can just to not like be there with the free weights. But if I had a trainer with me, I need to get just a leg day trainer.
You need to get a dude trainer that just has like a massive muscular ass.
Oh yeah. There are some at the gym. I'm like, I want you. Like, I picked you because I just like what you got going on. We're tall. Get me there.
He's looking at you from across the gym and you're like, your butt, I want it. And
please, just, you're training me.
He's just confused. Like, what do you want? That's funny. So we need to get you a better butt. And we need, so ladies, if you are listening and you are good at those butt workouts, can you please give Matt
comment some tips down below?
Yeah. Just like, what does he need to do to grow that ass? Because I get it. The tucked in shirt, I get it. That makes me, it's like, you know, for me, like when a nice event, I'm like, I can't wear my hat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we all have something for specific events that we need to fix.
Or just get that BBL.
But then I'm worried I'm going to be wearing those butt pads and you're feeling great. And you know, like buddies, we come up to one another just like slap each other's butt. Like, damn, man. Like, but I feel like that moment of slap, they're going to be like, what are you wearing? Is that a diaper? Like, it's just... Because I was like spanking myself with him, and I'm like, if someone came up and slapped my ass, they would think I had some medical condition that I was wearing like Depends or something.
It's like, how do you, because they're going to bring it up and you have to answer. You have to tell them the truth.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to be like, that's weird. And he's just going to start telling everybody around.
I'll say like I bruised my tailbone and I'm just wearing like some.
Good. That's good.
I don't know. You're wearing a butt pad. Bruised my tailbone. I just need a little cushion when I sit down. It's just temporary.
He's already thought about it.
I have.
How can I make this sound good when somebody asks?
And I feel like the only person that really would come up and slap my butt would be Todd.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only person I'm envisioning who would just come up and be like, what's up, buddy? And then be like,
and not only a slap, a grab with it.
Yeah, a grab. Like
But you know what? It doesn't even, like, the thing is that you have a wife now, so it doesn't even really matter what anybody thinks.
Right. No, it doesn't matter at all. Yeah. I think it's just that TikTok shop curiousness when you see it and go, how would that look on me?
Yeah.
I just need to buy, what is it, $20? Let's just have fun. Well, it's a fun purchase.
You should get the one where I got for our little video that we did for the Super Bowl. I double stuffed.
Oh, that looked cheeked up.
Oh, it was, because the pants or the shorts and the pads come separate. So you put it in.
Okay.
And I was able to grab the second one. I got two just in case, but I was able to grab the pass from the second one and double pad. And it literally, it gave me a fucking booty.
A little rump.
I remember I kept looking. I'm like, damn, I want to.
Whoa.
Damn, I want to tap that. But it was my own.
My goodness.
I was looking in the mirror. I was like, damn. And I already have a big ass. So it mooned me up.
Double cheeked up.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday, you know?
All right, so should we run that?
Let's run that intro.
All right, baby, let's get it.
Let's get it, baby.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1. It's Coffee Talk, baby!
Very good.
That was,
thank you, guys.
Too much.
Not enough.
I think this episode belongs on OnlyFans. I think that we just gave him a little too much. We kind of gave him a little bit of like unwind type shit.
Matt didn't give him too much over there.
Nothing. I gave them nothing.
Nick, Zane, you were working.
I was working it.
Next episode, I'll bring in the butt pads. I'll wear it.
Wear it. No, I want
to
see.
I want to see
how much it, like, it's noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will. You'll notice a difference.
I'm just like, damn.
Zane, he walks by to take his seat.
Hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
Ooh.
Damn. Did you guys see, speaking of OnlyFans, did you guys see that, you know Klarna? Klarna
the shop thing?
Yeah. Apparently, Klarna is working with OnlyFans where now you can start... doing monthly payments.
People are not
getting.
Clarify what Klarna is. The name sounds so familiar.
Basically, like if you can't afford something, you can put it on like a pay plan.
If you don't have the money
upfront right now, you could monthly installments.
Okay, got it.
They are going to work with OnlyFans where if you want to buy someone's OnlyFans, you can, instead of paying on the spot, you could come up with a plan if you can't afford
later.
It. Pay later.
The economy is going to crash.
If you,
the housing bubble is here. Like
if you need to do a payment plan to watch somebody's OnlyFans, you're fucking cooked. You're done. You're done. That's, like, where are we?
What are we?
Where
doing?
Are we?
And hell. Then what happens if you don't pay those payments? What will just like expose you?
Oh,
that's
blackmail.
I like that.
Yeah, I just want to know what the punishment is too. I mean, besides like...
Well, I mean, it's just like anything else, right? You just get... Right?
To hit your credit.
It hits your credit.
It affects all of that.
Can you imagine your credit going down because you didn't pay your OnlyFans membership on time? God.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
That's a problem.
I mean, I don't have... I'm not signed up to anybody's OnlyFans. But like, isn't the range between like 15 to 25 like dollars a month? Like how...
I think it's all dependent on what people set their price as.
God, is it only going up?
I don't know. It all depends on the level of content people have. I'm very curious about the average OnlyFans subscriber, how many other people are they subscribing to?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you know, you got your Netflix, your Peacock, your Hulu. Yeah. You, like, that's do you true. Have multiple subscription services for all this content, or are you like loyal to one channel?
That's true.
So yeah, sometimes it's like $5 to $15 a month. That makes sense. But you know, sometimes I feel like people are like, it's free.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people do it for free, and then they make all their money through messages.
Oh,
so they'll charge through messages, and they'll charge like.
Damn, we're back to paying per message.
And you know those messages ain't real.
Of course.
That is some person that is being paid to message on behalf of them. But here's my
and
other
they
thing.
They know that.
But
they
is it a bot? Is it a bot? Because then I can't imagine. What if it's just like Smarter Child? It just messages back, and you're like, hold on, can I just get a little bit of a grace period? Because are people like turning themselves on by like the DMs and stuff?
Oh going, yeah,
but- hey. I'm touching myself. I'm thinking about you. And they're like, oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby. Like, is that how?
Yeah, you want it to be like real, like respond like 3 days later, like, hey, sorry, just saw this.
You know what I mean? Make it feel like
act like you've been busy.
A true correspondence.
The thing is that they would never do AI or make it like a bots like that, because if somebody catches it, you could expose the whole entire, you need to still have a human on it. It's never them. It's never the girls or the boys messaging people back. They do hire other people to do it, but like they know that the people. The thing is that people that are supposed to, they know that. I think it's just like the fantasy of it that they like subscribe to, it's which crazy. Is to me is just it's a placebo. If you're not fucking talking to the actual girl and the she's not giving you the actual content, she's just. It's like you might as well go to that free. Go to a free site.
Yeah,
go to a free site. It makes no sense to me.
Do the people who have to chat on behalf of, you know, whoever OnlyFans model they are representing, do they have like notes for each like client? Like, okay, yeah, this guy really likes like Cheetos and like and baby oil. So I gotta like remember to tie that in. Like, and then do they like pass on like notes about this particular client to other people? Hey, you're working with Darren today. He really he likes it a little nice in the beginning, but then you gotta get rough.
Gotta ramp it up.
Because he's gonna catch on to us. Like,
I wonder where this will be in like 5-10 years. Cause you know how we like go, like there's, we go, like, I feel like our timeline when it comes to just like the history of the universe, we go in waves, right? It's like shit like this gets very popular. And then it like in 20 years or 30 years, it'll become like OnlyFans will become just like a shameful or a no-no thing to do. And I feel like it will come back. I just wonder when that's going to be.
Only time will tell.
Right. Am I right? I feel like when it comes to like adult work, we've been seeing cycles.
I think it's just been a progressive push. I don't think it's really because
I thought it was popular. Then it was popular. Then it wasn't, and now it's like back.
I think it's always been taboo, but you're also talking like it's not exactly prostitution, but adult work is like the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's been there since the beginning of time.
I feel like I'd be really good at it.
Should we test it?
I would be. No, I definitely die. I have family members that are still alive, so I could never do it. But I feel like if I did do that work, I'd be very good at it.
Damn right.
Period, King.
I'd be very good at it.
I'd be really good at it.
This is a job. This is a career. You don't understand.
Zane puts a time card, like punch stamp in his house. Fucking let's go.
He has like multiple screens set up. Yeah. Like he's a fucking like stockbroker. Grinding.
Don't you ever see jobs? You're like, damn, I'm not going to do that, but I'd be really good at that job.
Yeah.
There's a few, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
This is one of them. It's just like, I can hear
this is Zane, like, working on his OnlyFans. Just a total goon cave.
Because, you know, I'm all about business, baby. To me,
it's Daddy's working.
But honestly,
get out.
If I could afford it, I would just, like, hire a double. And just have him take all my nudes for me. So I didn't have to show anything.
I could see you being one of the managers.
One of the managers.
The content managers. Like, I could see you getting into that.
Well, I mean,
ladies, these shoots are not it.
Not your best work. Yes, I think I'd be a great content manager for that.
Tyra Banks, but for OnlyFans models. Congratulations. You're still in the running to becoming America's next top OnlyFans.
I just watched the documentary. Oh, did you watch it?
No, I haven't. And is it, what, yes, the Tyra Banks
documentary. It's about, because she used to have a show called America's Next Top Model. I personally, I've only seen clips. It's like, especially in the past like 5 years on TikTok, I've only seen clips. I've never seen one episode of that.
Okay.
But we've all heard of it, yeah. Right? As I'm, because all the clips that have been coming out of like all the different challenges that she's put the contestants through, where it's like, holy shit. People have to pose in different races for each other.
Yes, it was a
different time. It was crazy, but this was all years back, and it just came out, and I saw that Tyra Banks was a producer on the documentary. So in my head, I was like, oh, normally you don't see someone that's being exposed as a producer of like a hit piece like that. Not right. A hit piece, but like
they're controlling the narrative.
Yeah, they're so Tyra is gonna clear. Like in my head, I was like, I need to see if she's gonna control this narrative or not. And so I watched it and they pretty much go through all like the ups and downs throughout the seasons. And bro, it was bad. Like the end of season two, that whole, you didn't watch it at all?
I mean, I'm familiar with a lot of the viral clips and crazy toxic things they would do on the show.
The end of season two when they're in Milan.
Okay, go
and
on.
One of the girls, she got like really, really like fucked up, and the whole jacuzzi scene.
Yes, I remember this. Oh, I remember this.
So I had no idea about what happened until I watched it.
They got drunk. They were in like a bathtub at like a hotel and stuff,
because
right? And they were taking off like their tops and stuff.
It was
right?
considered reality TV, and not because this type of show, it should have been only competent. Like they shouldn't have never showed them like kind of outside
behind
living
the scenes. Their,
yeah, because like, you know, Jersey Shore, you film everything, but there's really no challenges. They're just living life. This type of show, it should have just been strictly the challenges. They come, they get voted off, and you
like,
know.
Like the tattoo show. Like all you see is like, it's like, just like.
We're focused on the craft and
exactly
the odds of winning.
So they were showing the ins and outs, like in competitions and outside of competitions, where I thought that was kind of like a red flag already when I was watching the documentary. And, you know, these girls would have like the day off or something from the show, and they would go and have fun, and the cameras would stay on them. And of course, it was like the model industry back then. It was so fucking toxic. Like they were not having these girls eat anything when challenges about to come up, or like they had a photo shoot, and they would put them through these like insane, like there was a girl that her mom got shot, right? Her mom got like shot, killed, whatever. Cause every challenge that they
had,
do
a theme.
Is a theme. And this theme was death. Like everybody was like killed, and they made her specifically be the one shot in the head and her posing.
Oh my Lord.
And it's like, they didn't say that they put that one on her, but they knew that her mom was killed like that. So if you like knew that.
Right. It was very like conniving and toxic.
Very conniving. And it's like, it wasn't just that. It was a lot of different things. So you knew it was on purpose.
Damn.
They put these girls through fucking hell. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was really, really terrible. Like these girls, they were making these girls get their fucking teeth redone. Like full, like this girl had a gap and she looked incredible with the gap. Like
and
it
if
really
you got a
suited
gap,
her.
And if you're a model, keep the gap. Keep the gap. The gap can like define a whole look for you.
They made her close it up. They made her close her entire gap, or she was going to get eliminated.
Just to stay on the show?
Just to stay in the show. And they aired that. They filmed that. By next season, they had a girl.
With a gap?
With a gap. They loved it. They're like, oh, you should keep your gap.
Oh.
And that was the very next season.
So is the whole stick of the documentary, are they going, we didn't realize how toxic we were being back then, and it's great that we now have oversight over all the reality shows we're producing now? Like, they're a little more self-aware looking back, or is it just like, look at the crazy shit we got away with?
Yeah, no. I think it was definitely self-aware for sure. I don't think Tyra was being very apologetic about how she ran it. But the other guys, I think they definitely, but I didn't like how they were kind of putting the blame on her, because they were on the same side. Mm-hmm. Like if you thought that it's terrible atmosphere and you guys were going like, well, how many seasons was this? Like, oh, I think over, they had over fucking 15, 20 seasons on this. They got fired by Tyra. She let them all go. They were on the show for so many fucking years and everybody loved all of them, and she fired them. And then they kind of attacked her on like her, toxic, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yo, you've been on the show for that many years and this, all this shit happened and you let that fly. But now it's like, it's her fault. It was pretty crazy, but I think they're coming up with another documentary that's not produced by her.
And that will dive maybe a little bit more
deeper. I feel
like
they're going to show more that like you,
There is something to say though, like you know, you could look at it one way and be like, oh, well, you were on it for 15 years. It must not have been that bad. And, you know, now all of a sudden you have this to say. But it could be like they were in a position where, like, you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to lose this. So you're stuck in like a shitty situation and you're kind of forced to deal with, you know, toxic, like fucked up shit.
Totally understandable.
And then, and then like when it's finally over, you're like, there's nothing, you're not putting on this fake happy front to just get a check or to do whatever. So like,
and also, and I'm sure they all signed very heavy contracts. So like if they did speak out against the show, like they would just get sued. Yeah. And it's like, who wants to deal with a fucking lawsuit, especially going against somebody like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that was really, it's so crazy seeing something so popular like for years and you just like, you see little clips here and there, you really don't know like the half of it, and you watch a documentary, you're just like, holy shit.
It's weird looking back at stuff and being like, what were we watching? What were we doing? We weren't even flagging that stuff when it was happening. We're like, crazy. That's just TV.
Not even just that, everything, even like social media content. Like I look at older videos, I'm like, whoa. It's just like, it's crazy how like, and it wasn't that long ago too. It was like
you know what
years
I was
ago.
Thinking about the other day? I don't even think that Fear Factor would fly. Like forcing all these people to eat bugs, roaches, doing all this like nasty shit. People would be like, why are you making people do this?
It's
for,
back
for
right
money?
Now. Johnny Knoxville's the host.
No, that's no.
But I don't know. But that, yeah,
it's still going.
Yeah, it's just started the new season. Johnny Knoxville is the host. But I am curious, like how aggressive the challenges are, and are they as like wild as it was, you know, the first go around with it?
I think Fear Factor is okay as long as they have the right safety precautions and like they have standby medics and all of that. All like, I don't think this is, I would never do this, but
I just feel bad for the bugs, you know? Like every time I see it, I'm like, are there some bugs dying? There are some things getting a little squished. I think so.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, Fear Factor, if you're going on Fear Factor, you know exactly what you're signing up for. You know what I mean? It's like, they're not hiding anything.
Right.
They're very, I think it's very in your face of exactly what you're going to do. Can you deal with bugs, Heath?
Bro, I can't even pick one up around the house without a napkin.
Right. I'm a big, if I see a bug, I get a cup and then
a piece of paper underneath,
pick it up, and I don't kill it. I'll just walk it a block down and then dump it.
Absolutely not. Like, this is too
far. Cement! Like,
this is too far.
For the people listening, we're just looking at a little thumbnail from the new season, and what we see are people basically getting buried with cement. They're under those, like, wire...
That's too much. That's like, I think you can come up with better stuff and not have like that, dude. That would fucking
I don't know. See, I'd be like, damn, I gotta know what the fucking contract is because I better be able to sue. And if they're like, if you die, you can't sue.
Can you, Heath, can you imagine how scary that would fucking be if you were down there and they made a mistake and they covered your face accidentally? Just accidentally, like.
Wait, Zane, didn't something happen on one Fear Factor? Like the underwater, didn't something?
Yes,
like,
it was dog,
I was thinking about that.
It was it wasn't Fear Factor, it was Dog Eat Dog, which was a Fear Factor type show that I believe was on like Spike TV and stuff. And they had bigger challenges. There was a water one where a guy was like underwater for a long time and I think failed to signal that he wanted to get pulled up. He did live, but suffered like severe brain damage from it. So
yeah, that was one that...
I feel like after that, then Fear Factor kind of stopped being on air because they realized how big of a risk it was.
Yeah.
And then revisited it. But Dog Eat Dog is the one where someone had lifelong damage to it.
Yeah. What a fucking liability. Just all these shows, man. You are just, dude, the amount of, imagine running a show like that and you're just like 20 contestants. You're just like, I hope everybody doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, the safety you have to take, like for a big ass production like that, just to make sure.
Even like I'm doing a video like next week and it involves a cop, like a renting, it's like a fake cop.
Yeah.
And Travis is calling me. He's like, we need to do insurance on it. Like, is the car moving? He's like, I don't know. It's just going to like pull me over. Like, it's very, very small. He's like, no, Zane, you need to have insurance to cover if it moves 1 foot, like it needs to be in the insurance. I was like, why are we like, why are we worrying about this so much? And it hit me that, like, bro, people get sued for fucking anything.
Yeah.
Like, what if those cops got hurt riding behind me? That's like, it's on me.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of
liabilities. Whether it's my fault, his fault, doesn't matter. It's like, fuck. It's like, that makes it. That makes me not want to do anything. That's why I should film by myself. So if anything happens to me.
Just self-produced.
I won't sue myself.
Play all the roles.
Yeah, play a cop.
Rent-A-Cop.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. With International Women's Day this month, I've been thinking about all the roles women step into during their life and how often they sacrifice their own needs for others. For example, I think a lot about how my mom was a firefighter for 25 years straight. She just retired actually a year ago. I think about that all the time, and knowing that my mom used to save lives and be pretty much a badass as a firefighter has made me feel so proud of her. And it truly means so much to me how inspiring she is to not only myself, to a bunch of other people too. So if you're feeling stretched a little thin, therapy can help you sort through the pressure, set healthier boundaries, and take care of you. That's why I'm grateful for BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed U.S. therapists who follow a strict code of conduct. They start with a short questionnaire to match you to someone who fits your needs, backed by 12 plus years of experience, and you can switch therapists at any time from their recommendations. With 30,000 plus therapists, over 6 million people served globally, and a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from 1.7 plus million reviews, it's a great place to start. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, Heath, did you go to a wedding? Is that why you were in New York?
Yes. So we did our first road trip with Tony.
Oh, fun. Y'all drove.
It was 12 hours, but with like all the stops and everything, it ended up being like 15. It was long. The driving there, we stopped and spent the night in like Virginia, mm-hmm. but we got to the hotel at 5:30 in the morning, fell asleep, and then hit the road at 8:30 in the morning. So it was like a 3-hour nap, and then finished the rest of it. But on the way back, I drove straight through.
Would you do it again? Stop.
No, that was it. That was first and last.
It's we used to do road trips all the way to Canada, which was like a 3-day trip, and bro, they are, I don't know how people enjoy road trips. They're the fucking worst. It's bad for your back. It's bad for your mental health. It's literally bad. There's nothing positive about a road trip. And it's also dangerous.
But then you get to bond, you know, see the scenery, get a little reading.
The only scenery was the Buc-ee's that we stopped at.
We
tried to hit every Buc-ee's along the way because we had to stop for like diaper changes and like feedings and just like constantly stopping. So we're just like, it was like Buc-ee's, sheets. Like,
yeah,
we had it down to a pat, but we drove out there for Mariah's brother, John. He got married.
Oh, fun.
It was a quick trip. Like, I think we were only in PA and Jersey for 2 days and then drove back, but it was really nice.
It was
fun.
Tony go to the wedding? Was he out on the dance floor? Like, did you have like headphones for him?
We have him in a little tuxedo, and then he had an outfit change later on. He had a full tracksuit. He had his chain out.
It was everybody's first time meeting him, right?
Yeah,
first time before us, huh? Before us.
Well, aren't you? Isn't something happening soon?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'm really excited. I meet Tony on the 27th.
Is it pretty great though when you have like the baby and now you can like pass it off to like relatives and stuff? Or are you still always like a corner of your eye, like, where's my baby? Where's my baby? Or like, have you gotten to a point where you're so comfortable you can be in a social situation where you're like, I'm with family members. They've been around babies. I don't have to keep.
It's not really a worry.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody obviously like wants to hold them and like love on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just, my eyes always kind of just like, yeah. And we were talking, we'd just be chit-chatting, and I'd always like look over.
Have you used a Koala Care changing bed yet? Like, that's in, you know, public bathrooms? Like,
Not yet.
Dude, as soon as you were saying road trip or diaper changing on the road, I thought about that koala pet, the koala fucking,
yeah,
so gross too.
A lot of cocaine has been done on those Koala Care,
and a lot of
sex. You think people having sex on a
that will not hold the weight of a full.
Boom! I'm willing to bet you that somebody has.
I bet there's a porno out there of someone having sex on a koala.
Yeah, people are fucking gross.
That's disgusting.
I know it's very disgusting. You know what else is disgusting that I saw on this one made me
how gross,
sick.
Zane. No, you've crossed the line.
Everybody is talking about this. This is gross. It's gross. It's not gross enough to talk about, but it is fucking disgusting. You just watch out. You just got to watch out in hotel rooms. So this girl, she didn't even get exposed. She posted this herself, right? She's in the hotel room. You know how there's like coffee machines in hotel rooms? This lady thought it was a good idea to not only do this, but post it after. She took her underwear because there was no laundry there. She took her underwear because it was dirty and wanted to clean it. She put it in the K-cup section.
There's
In the coffee machine. She turned on the hot water and ran it through, like, where the coffee, it would, like, her underwear was pretty much filtering out the water.
And she's sharing it like a hot
and
tip.
And she shared it. She shared it to TikTok. Like, it was a good idea. And it was not rage bait either.
It was rage bait. No, if we want to argue about it, I do not believe it at all. That is total rage bait.
You think that she did that, like, purposely without, like, doing it at all?
She knew that it would cause a massive reaction and get tons of views.
Fucking disgusting.
She seems like a pretty sane person, too. Like, while she's, like, talking to the camera and stuff. Like, if it was, like, someone who was, like, mentally ill and is like, hey, guys, this is a little sorry, I'm doing, like, a country accent, but just, like, you know, whenever just my britches get a little dirty, I just use the K-cup. Like, a normal person, if they felt like they had dirty underwear and they had no way to clean it, you would go to the bathtub and run hot water and clean your underwear.
Yeah.
A K-cup machine, buddy? That would also clog it. Like, I don't even think it's physically possible to run.
You know what? You're right. I don't think it's physically, especially the hotel ones. It could be very small. And, like, to have to, like, ball up a underwear into that, it probably wouldn't even fit.
Yes, and you would just know it would flood. It would cause just mayhem. It's
very good, Mr. Mythbuster.
But I'm not trying to, like, downplay you, but a lot of people were pressed about it, and I'm like, y'all, relax. This has to be rage bait, I believe.
I feel like a normal coffee pot would work.
Yes, I could see if she did a normal coffee pot, I'd be like, that's disgusting, and I believe that she did that.
Is this
a K-cup, buddy? Like, that is.
But also, the K-cup thing has the metal spikes that come down into the top of it. Like, you're just punching holes into the underwear.
Can the hotel sue her for this? Because she posted it. Like,
she doesn't show her doing it. She just says she does it.
Got it.
And she did it. That's where I'm also like, this didn't happen.
Yeah.
I think it
probably was a funny idea in her head. Like, yo, I could totally, like, how funny would it be if somebody, like, washed it in there? And then it was just like, I just did this.
Right. Like, I think Red Link, they should do it on their channel. See if it works.
Get the exact coffee machine.
Get a K-cup, and I bet it can only work with, like, a thong, like a G-string.
Yeah.
You know, something. But that is so fucking silly.
You're right, Matt. I don't remember what the coffee machine looked like. It just, in my head, was like, oh, she must have, like, figured out a way to just, like, shove it in there somewhere and let the steam and maybe the heat or... Because I don't know if the water... If she put it in the K-cup part, but, like...
She is putting it in the K-cup.
Oh, it's in the K-cup part.
It's in the K-cup, right? That's where... Because it's not like she's putting it in a coffee cup and just getting hot water on it. That also... That's bizarre, but that would be a little bit more hygienic than putting your dirty panties in something where water is draining through. This girl is rage baiting, man.
Look at that shirt, though, Matt. I feel like... Oh, my God. We both have the same coffee machine.
Bruh, and also, like, no soap.
Yes.
I mean, unless she's a great actress.
Right, and she's saying, not many people already knew this hack. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think anybody did.
I mean, you're right. The thing is that, like, that's something...
It's
something
too diabolical.
You know what? It's something I would come to the podcast and say as a complete lie. And be like, saying, that's fucking disgusting. Did you really do that? No, I'm just kidding. But she never had the just kidding TikTok after it. She just...
No, there's just watch out for rage baiters out there.
Yeah.
Like, just watch out for them because it's just this shit. They get people all riled up. Then she's going to get a TLC show. She's going to be on, like, My Strange Addiction or something. This is a girl who just wants attention.
There was one video. It just reminded me. I think I might have sent it to you, Zane. It was not rage bait, but... It should have been. Do you remember there was, like, that one, like, workout girl, and she was talking about, like, she blew her nose like a snot rocket, and the dog was licking
it out
of her nose.
Uh-huh.
And was like, if you don't have, like, tissues or anything, this is what I usually just do, and just went, like,
and you saw
down,
the whole thing.
And the dog is just licking it up off of her face, out of her nose, and I was like, oh my God.
It was a hard watch. It was a hard watch, and that was
not
rage bait.
Just back to normal. It was normal content after that. I was like, I have to see who this is, and it was just a one-off video. Like,
disgusting.
And it's like,
they just want views.
People never let you live that down. You're done. That is crazy. Like, that is, like, the definition of, like, the internet's forever. It's like, you can't hide that shit now. Now just people assume that you do that all the time, whether you say you don't do it anymore or not.
Oh, you know what's more disgusting? Did you see the Kentucky man? story that just happened?
No. What? What happened in Kentucky?
It's another animal situation. Guy got busted with roadkill, a dead deer on the side of the road.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Covered in blood.
Okay.
And he was out there behind the deer.
Stop.
Okay. I just have to turn away.
Look at that. No ass, Matt.
What has the world come to? Alan Osborne, younger than me. This man is younger than me.
Isn't that crazy? Somebody was driving by and saw it. It was like 911.
Somebody drove by and saw that. They saw that with their own eyes?
Yes.
Imagine you're like, all right, get it. Oh, my God.
Dude, you think it's like,
oh, my, you stop, you reverse.
It's just somebody, whoa, nice. Oh my God.
That's not.
And he's just like, he's loving it so much, he doesn't stop. He sees you and he doesn't stop. He's just in his like zone.
Zane, this. You're next, bitch. That's, oh my, dude, God. I would freak out.
Dude, I've never seen somebody with so much hair everywhere but their head.
Like, but they said, it's weird because the story said it was roadkill.
Yes, it was roadkill, a dead deer.
Who sees that on the side of the road? It's like, you know what? I got like,
I got some time, a
couple minutes to spare.
He's literally the definition, like textbook definition of quickie.
They did, side road. They quickie. Did not have to show Bambi like that.
Yeah, below, that's so
to
fucked
let you
up.
Know how cute deers are.
He can't even look in the camera with his mugshot. He is just shame. Uh-huh. That is just,
you know,
shame.
You know, the people at the office are just all like, yeah, just sick.
Yeah, the lady at the check in, like, okay, and what did you do? And what are we?
He's younger than that. He's 32.
I know, that's what I just said.
He looks like he's 50. Nothing wrong with 50-year-olds though, but he's looking rough for his age. Yo, why do, like, he low key like has my nose in my.
I'm doing so good in life. This is, you know what? I needed to hear this story. Life is good. I'm killing it.
Sometimes you do need to hear shit like this to really make you think like a lot. Like,
just to be so happy that those thoughts don't even cross your mind.
No, yeah.
No.
Like, it's truly like.
Makes me concerned for a lot of people though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people. Get
but like,
help.
But like, to me, it's just like, it's so sad at the same time. Like, for you to have that much of a problem where you have to stop at the side of the road and you have to get it in Bambi. Dead is insane to me.
Oh gosh,
it's like such a sickness. You like,
yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Did you see? Speaking of getting arrested, see Shia LaBeouf getting arrested in Mardi Gras.
I want to see the full video.
Oh, when he headbutts the guy.
Yeah, I want to see the actual fight. I just keep seeing the before and the after.
It's not as like crazy as you think it is, but like he basically.
So what happens in the fight?
What happens in the fight from the video I saw? They're on a corner of a street. Shia LaBeouf's causing some ruckus, pushing some guys, and then one dude comes up, gets in his face. Oh, and then he punches another guy. Yes.
What's going on?
I only saw the headbutting. Well, basically, Shia LaBeouf is now a resident of New Orleans. Him and Mia Goth apparently separated quietly about a year ago, which I did not know until this. And he's just out causing ruckus, being a menace.
Damn, and that's really sad because I really like him.
Well, I know Shia LaBeouf is the one actor where I'm like, God damn you, Shia. Damn you. You are so fucking
get
talented.
It together, yeah.
He has abused so many people, past partners, all of it. And every time I think like, oh, he's finally in a good place. Okay, now he's married. They have a kid together. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
He's going to get it together. And he's right back to where he started. He has a lot of mental health issues.
And to me, like, I feel like he's still like, to me, in my heart, like he has a chance still. Like, this is just like,
right.
Like a really dark, dark phase in your life. You can still, like, I think people are waiting. I think there's millions of people waiting for him to just like get out of this.
He really could.
I know. There's
but
people.
It's at a point where it's like, it's strike three sometimes.
How many more?
Where it's like, that's where I get so conflicted to where, you know, oh, separate the art from the artist. I'm just constantly disappointed and shy when he messes up. Because he is one of my, I think, favorite actors. Like,
I'm
always delivers in whatever role he's in. And in the beginning, when people were just posted, oh, Shia LaBeouf is out and about just at Mardi Gras getting drunk, I was like, okay, take it easy, but that's kind of fucking cool. Maybe he's just method acting, getting some research in, but nah, caused a bunch of ruckus. But like, it's wild also that ego and level of fame where, you know, you're so fucking famous and everywhere you go, people are like, oh my gosh, you. And when you get to that level, you kind of want to be a person to escape from it. Like, fuck no, I'm not going to go walk around random streets and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a public figure. Everyone's going to be stopping me, but he just like doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, it's just a crazy mindset to be in.
But also, dude, I feel like his childhood was probably really.
Oh, yeah. See, Honey Boy, man. It's.
Yeah.
All right. Brief pause for our sponsor, HelloFresh. So I love, love, love home cooking. The warm, cozy kitchen feels, wearing nothing but an apron. Mittens on like, I mean business. There's just one issue. A skill issue. You can call me Bobby Slay, because whatever I'm about to whip up is sure to kill your appetite. That's why I love using HelloFresh. It makes my weeknights stress-free. Everything shows up perfectly portioned out. The directions are easy to follow. And suddenly, I'm making a real meal instead of a macaroni surprise. Or Sharktados, followed by a hospital visit. They've got 100 plus recipes every week, including cuisines from around the world, plus 35 plus high protein options with new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly choices. And the quality is legitness. Sustainably sourced seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone free chicken. They even have 3 times the seafood for no upcharge. And if you want to feel fancy, you can grab grass fed steak ribeyes, plus seasonal produce like pears, apples, and asparagus. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. And guys, if I needed this product, this is what I'd use. It's honestly the best. Make sure to go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife, a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
You know, I've always loved this fucking style.
His normcore street style.
I love his clothes. Dude, I wish I could go through his closet. Dude, I would pay a lot of money to be able to go through his closet.
But he also rocks it because he's fucking Shia LaBeouf, too.
I know.
It's
a little
borderline unhoused.
Because if I tried that shit.
I mean, you have Shia LaBeouf-esque, like, accents to your fits.
Don't make fun of my shorts. It's the only thing that fits me right now.
Same.
Because like a year ago, I tossed out all my old big shit and I bought all this new stuff because I was so excited that I was like in shape.
And you're like, I will never go back to that.
And now I can only fit in 3 things right now. I have like 20 pants that I can't even fit in anymore. I can't even button. I can't.
I know.
I refuse to buy new pants. I will not buy. I don't care. I don't care if I wear the same shit. I refuse to buy it because I will not fucking buy big pants again.
Oh.
I need to fit in my nice pants that I bought. I spent so much money on. Bro, my entire closet, I spent so much money.
I had to go to the mall and buy new pants. Nothing was fitting me. I've got like 2 pairs of pants that fit me now.
Ugh, and it's the worst when you like open up your closet and you have your favorite jeans and then there's those other ones where you're like,
I can't fit in any of my favorite jeans.
Yeah. That's why I only wear like, if there's a pair of jeans I like, I just buy a bunch of them in different shades and just wear those Wranglers.
At least you don't have to buy in different sizes.
Well, like, that's why I always buy like a size up too, just in case there's a little like,
you know what?
Because wear a belt.
I bought like these black pants a few months ago and they're great. They're like, they go from like, it's the big boy pants. Where it goes for between size like 32 to 36. It has like this thing on the side where you can pull it and works as like a
It's like a little adjustment
side belt.
And it looks good for like all those sizes. I think they should just make every pants like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Start your
or if you
have
like a big meal, you could like loosen it a bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Throughout the day.
They can. They just won't. Because it's not like the thing to do. It's not the hot thing to do. It's like we're back in the Tyra Banks days. It's fucked up, man.
And I hate buying pants online because you see them and you're like, damn, that looks really good. The model is just rocking them. But you're like,
because the mannequin
pants,
is fucking size
you have
26.
To try on in person too. Like, I hate like, and then you get them in the mail, you put them on and you're like, fuck. And then you're like, now I got to send these back.
Which I'm surprised why like Danielle does all that. The girls love shopping online. And in my head, I was like, I feel like girls are more picky with what it looks like on them than guys. Like, I feel like me, I never online shop because it's most likely not going to look good on me. Most likely. So in my head, it's like, I'm surprised girls love online shopping. I would be so sick of returning half my shit every single time.
Well, they love it
because
it's just another reason to go back to the store and go shopping again. It's another reason to go out to keep shopping.
I meant online shopping, not
returning. No, but I know, but I don't know. Sometimes returning. Well, I don't know. I feel like Patricia buys stuff from Zara and then she has to go back to Zara
to return it.
And then she comes back with a bunch of other things from Zara. Then we're going back to Zara.
I just feel like, listen, you know, you're going to return this in 3 days when it comes. Just go there now and get the size you want.
Yeah.
Do you guys like shopping?
Yes.
I do when I'm happy with my weight. Like right now, I can't even drive by a mall. I'll
be like, you take the other route. You're like, I can't look at it. You're right though, Heath. It is fun.
I fake shop. Like I just when I see things I like, I save it in a folder.
Yeah.
And I go things I want. It's just a way of like mentally being like, I'm not buying it now, but I'm just putting it in this imaginary cart. And if I keep thinking about it for, and I'll go months. And then if I'm like, I've thought about it a lot since then, I'm gonna buy it.
I know that a lot of us use Notepad for a lot of things. I think they need to come up with another app like Notes where it's more user friendly for like saving, like, because I know you could put links on there and shit. Like Notes is a great place to like make like a bullet list and mm-hmm. shit. They gotta make one that's like a little bit better where you can like almost have it like somewhat of an Excel sheet, but it's like not that difficult.
I just want to be able to move the bullets around.
Yeah.
Easy. Just easy. Like I'm always like deleting and spacing and I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. I just want it to be very smooth.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like you need like an iPad with like the fucking pen in order to do
Notion's
that
really
shit.
Good. Are you working on Notion? Is this Notion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Notion's Notion. Awesome.
What's Notion?
It's a note taking dashboard. You can have a bunch of tabs and stuff like that. I loved it for a bit, but now I'm all about the hobo nichi.
You could move shit around. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Zane, how did your Indian dancing routine? I was very impressed by this Bollywood production that you posted.
So for the past like couple years, I've always wanted to do one for a video. I just think it's funny. Like it's so left out of like left field too. Like just to do it. But what's for people that like have been watching us for a long time, they know that I grew up around a lot of Indian movies.
Yeah.
And Indian culture and Pakistani culture, and that was like my whole life. And the song that I danced to in that was from a movie I've seen over 100 times.
Which
growing
one?
Up, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Yes, you love that one. Batool. We watched it one time at your house. Yes, yeah, the final scene. Yes, the final wedding. Scene. Yes,
it's crazy. The Bollywood movies are like they're like 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours long. It's insane, and half of it is choreographed like musicals, and they are insane. Nowhere as close as this. This is all I could do. I couldn't do more than this, but I just wanted to do it because you know as soon as I came up with the idea in my head, I was like, this is going to make Hidayah, my stepmom and my dad, so happy. So that's why I wanted to do it. And I had Hidayah send them a video before I posted. I was like, hey, record the reaction and while they watch it. So I got to see the reaction while watching it, and it was so worth it. I was like, oh my god, that's great. Because okay. This was just like all we saw, all we watched.
Okay, big question. Where did you find these gals?
Bella.
These actually, women, pardon me.
Bella found them.
Okay, Bella found them?
Yeah, like, I think through different sites and what, like, you know, whatever of where you'd find different dancers and what style. And she found one, and then she herself sourced three other. Because they all follow each other. Like dancers all follow each other. So I think she just.
And are you doing them. The exact dance from the movie, or did they I have what we should do?
She choreographed.
Okay,
yeah. The girl on the right now. She came up with the whole thing. Dude, when I walked in, I was like 10 minutes late. They were there for like 10 minutes. They got the whole thing down.
That's crazy.
She came up with it, and they learned it all in like before I walked in.
I don't get how they're so good at memorizing choreo like that. It makes no sense to me.
Miss Juicy's comment, like the flame emojis. Yeah, baby. That's it for you.
Get it. Oh, look, Spotify India even commented. They're like, can we get a Sajan? Can we get a Sajanji Garai performance? I don't know who that is, but I am going to look him up after we finish here. Give him a little part two, you know? Keep them waiting. Keep them guessing. So many Indians, by the way, saw this. I saw the demographic of people that watched this.
Really?
It's at like 15%.
Oh, you're on to something.
Yeah. It's crazy. The thing is, in my head, because, dude, social media is so big in India. There's more people. I'm pretty sure there's more people in India than in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking big. Social media is insane out there. We just don't really see it from our end. And I already had like my top five. The fifth one is India. Just because so many people are on the internet. So like in my head, I was like, I feel like if I post this, no one in the US is going to see it. It's just all going to go to India, which I love. Like that's so funny. And dude, so many different Indian Bollywood actors, Bollywood dancers are all like commenting, liking it. I'm seeing all the notifications. And to me, that's so cool.
You might get casting in something.
Maybe, you know, just like a small little role, you know, just like a small little campaign, nothing big. Dude, I'm like the face of like a Indian like cologne, where I'm just like the just the face of it out there. I'm on billboards there. Nobody knows here, but I'm just like,
yes,
you know, just like maybe that's where I move instead of Nashville. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Who knows?
Well, they already have the hottest man in India. Did you see him? The Justin Bieber guy?
They have a Justin Bieber.
Oh, is he that older guy who has like the haircut and like walks around looking like him?
But he's like the hottest thing over there, and like everybody like stops him.
Yeah,
he's like super famous. I just always get videos.
Oh my god, that is Justin Bieber.
I always get videos of like
I haven't seen him.
People like fangirling over him.
Dude, he could like
look.
Dude, he has a star face.
Yeah, no.
I think he did something that like went viral, and then everybody just like became obsessed with him.
You know what videos are my favorite that I see that are from India? You know the videos where like a lady is like making everybody drinks, and it's just like she's opening all the spray bottles and pouring it. She's like squeezing in limes in each one, but like people will edit on top of it, putting like gun like.
Oh yes.
Those are my favorite videos.
You know what? I kind of want to try one,
dude. It looks great, and I bet you it's good too.
Like one with like a little bit more sanitary conditions, because I'm always like blown away by how loose they do it out there. But I'm always like, what does that taste like?
The thing is, I think like, it's going to be a little bit too spicy. Like the spice is going to be too much in there. I think I just want it like knocked back down a little bit.
Is it like Sprite? It's Sprite with a little bit of spice.
Yes, it's a little bit of spice. I think it's like I feel like it's like a cumin-y type. Spice, where it's like paprika, cumin.
Yeah, I bet it's refreshing on a hot day in India. I bet
you it is.
But yeah, like
what is that powder? And it looks so. There's something about it.
We should make them.
We got to find out what that. What
but
that
I want. I like
this.
That.
This is my swig order.
Your what?
My swig order.
What's swig?
The soda shop out here.
Oh, swig. Is that like what a lot of Mormons also like drink too out in Utah? Yeah. Patricia and I saw one out in Brentwood when we were out
there. It's the best. It's the best.
They have a bunch of different flavored sodas, right?
And all sorts of mixes. Like
that's like your bar.
Zane, I'll take you. Dude, I'm obsessed.
But no caffeine, right?
Yeah.
There is caffeine in it.
So you can do like the regular sodas.
Different sodas have caffeine.
They have all sorts of different stuff.
Okay, Mormons can consume caffeine, but they don't drink coffee or tea. So
yeah, that's why they drink energy drinks.
Okay.
That makes no fucking sense. Why? The prohibition is not specific against caffeine itself, but rather specifically against hot drinks, which have historically been defined as coffee and tea.
It's in the word of wisdom. It's in their religion. It's like Quran.
It's a loophole.
I guess that's like bless me and non-bless me. It's like it's what's like
yeah.
They're both and me, but one of them is just
they have a loophole.
Yeah,
of getting that caffeine.
Hot caffeine is so interesting to me. Like, why?
That's just like that. Went during that time, there was no such thing as energy drinks or soda. It was just like
and coffee was a vice. Like,
it's just coffee.
All right.
To me, energy drinks they're like they're the devil.
But what's crazy though, Zane? Did I tell you? Remember when I went to Utah and hung out? With Sean Duris.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
We were at the cabin, and it was just like a bunch of the guys, and we were like hanging out, playing board games and stuff, and we were just crushing beers. And he pulled up with a 24 rack of Dr. Pepper, and he was going can for can with us. Like, dude, by the end of the night, he had like 12 Dr. Peppers. And I'm like,
no way.
Bro. Oh,
how do you stomach that?
That sounds more diabolical to me than drinking 12 beers.
Yeah, oh, right. Like
just, 100%.
That's a lot of sugar.
Dude, more than once. No, it's not even the sugar. Even Diet Coke. Like, you can't drink more than fucking one of those. And like you could probably drink like 2 to 3 a day for the whole day, but 12 in one sitting.
It's the same as the whole the cheese stick theory. Like, would you sit there and eat like 10 cheese sticks? Probably not, but you deep fry them, dunk them in marinara, and it's like, yeah.
Bring them on. Yeah, I'll do it.
So insane how that works.
Absolutely.
Makes no sense. But Heath, the thing is that it's because it tastes better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why is it like not heavy on your stomach? That like the melted cheese with the deep fried shit around it. And like, what is it?
Just I did homemade chips.
Very good. Heath, you are living like a Mormon. I love that.
But like half homemade. It wasn't like
tortilla chips?
Yeah, I just had a bunch of tortillas that were about to go bad.
Yeah.
And we had made tzatziki sauce.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I kind of wanted like to dip chips in it. So I just cut them into triangles and then baked them.
Baked them, not air fried. Baked them.
Yeah, because I had a bunch. I would have done the air fryer, but mine is smaller.
Okay.
So I just put them on a sheet and then I baked them.
Ooh.
It came out good?
Oh, yeah.
I have a nasty little habit where I'll go get chips and then I'll put my cheese sticks on top of it, and then I microwave it.
Ooh.
So the cheese isn't like everywhere on the chips. I just have these huge globs.
Just centralized melted, cheese globs.
Melted mozzarella sticks, and then I'll like dip into the chunks.
Oh boy. That's like that fucking.
But it tastes so good.
That's like type of shit you eat when you're on what's that drug that help you sleep?
Ambien. Like a weird Ambien craving.
Like if you stay up for a little too long, you start eating weird shit. That's something you'd eat.
No, I get that. I grew up eating cheesy triangles is what we called it, where you would just put cheese on top of chips and microwave it. And that was like,
I love that.
That was what we're budgeting.
But I didn't have I didn't have any of the shredded cheese. I only had my cheese sticks. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to.
But you know, I bet you that tasted better.
Yeah. Patricia came by. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
your fucking self.
You could have at least like done the strings. And then kind of laid those out across.
I could have, but I like the glob. Get my little cheese pull in,
something,
you know?
Because it's again, it's like the deep fried mozzarella stuff.
Right, and mozzarella doesn't really go well with like, it's like a nacho cheese kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like you want more of like cheddar, like blend.
I'd rather eat chips with mozzarella than cheddar. Well, I also don't like cheddar. I don't know. There's something about cheddar. It's weird. The only time I like cheddar is when I cut it in little squares and I put it on my Ritz cracker. That's the only time I like it. The only time I like it. It's insane. I don't like it any other time.
Are you a Swiss guy? You like Swiss?
No.
I
like bruschetta. What's it called?
Go ahead.
What's that cheese? The ball of cheese in Italy? Italian cheese? Like the
bruschetta?
No.
That's just a mozzarella ball.
No, not mozzarella. No.
Brie?
No. You'll order at restaurants. It's like a ball.
Oh, burrata?
Burrata!
Oh,
I like burrata, mozzarella, provolone, and Parmesan.
Those are good cheeses. A lot of white cheeses.
Yeah, but that's all I like.
Yeah, it seems like he has a favorite over here.
Yeah, you really like the white stuff.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you in part by Cash App. And Cash App is my go-to when I need to pay someone fast. It's basically two taps and done. Also, using the Cash App card is great. It's like a debit card, but tied to your Cash App balance, and you can use it anywhere Visa is accepted, in person or online. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. So turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. And for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cash back, offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Belize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in Belize this past
weekend.
What
were you doing in Belize?
Had a little bit of a brand deal. I don't know if I could say it yet on who it was with, but yeah, I was in Belize.
Can you say what you were doing?
Dare to promote an airline that now can fly there from Fort Lauderdale. I was in Fort Lauderdale also for one night. Had a great time.
Hey. Oh, hey.
At Hibachi in Fort Lauderdale.
What spot?
Oh, what was the name of it? Start with an S, and it's by the Regal Cinema near the airport. Like, it's this whole area of shops. There's like a putt-putt place. There's like a bunch of bars.
Damn, shit has changed since we lived there. I got no idea what he's talking about.
It definitely is like a newer shopping development, and I don't feel
is it a city?
It's right near the airport.
Fuck.
And Dania Beach. That's where it was. Dania Beach.
Oh, you're going to Dania Beach.
So we just spent a night there and went to the Regal Cinema. Because the AMC, y'all need more AMCs out in Fort Lauderdale. Wanted to use my AMC pass, but it was like way too long of a drive. And I was like, damn it, I'll go to a Regal.
Wait, I thought we had enough.
Y'all had like one, but it was like a 30-minute drive from our hotel. And there was a movie theater just walking distance.
Well, there's an AMC by our house. That's probably the one that it was taking. You should have stopped and said hi to my mother.
I know, all of it crossed my mind, but we were only there for a couple of hours. So we just decided to have dinner and a movie. And went to the Regal. well, you know, Regal, if you, I obviously assume they have their own membership as well.
Yeah.
For us, just to get movie tickets, two drinks, a large popcorn, it was $89.
No.
Oh my God.
Just about. Just about. It was absurd. And we did get like the big, big drinks and the big, big popcorn
because
we were
going
to go see Wuthering Heights and we were just like, let's get the big stuff. But it was damn expensive. But I will say, the popcorn at Regal Cinema is some of the best popcorn I think I've ever had.
Really?
No way.
Because I'm an AMC guy. I eat the AMC popcorn and that's all I know is just AMC popcorn and popcorn you make at home in your microwave. It was like, ooh, like there was crunch.
Do you know if every Regal has the same popcorn?
I would assume they probably do because every AMC popcorn tastes the same to me.
Okay.
But it was good.
Who's the plug? Are they popping Orville or what's...
I don't know, but I was so impressed the whole time I was eating it. I'm like, damn, I'm feeling a crunch because AMC's popcorn, I have to start chewing it. Sometimes it like...
It
feels like a little smushed piece of cardboard up in your back molar.
Which tells me
it tastes like it's got moisture.
You need to up your fucking popcorn. Like, I shouldn't be having to pull popcorn out of my mouth.
So, according to the internet, it says they believe that they use... what is it?
Orville.
Oh, a location can have a different brand.
Oh, you see?
Well, whatever they're using down at the Dania Beach Regal Movie Theater, get that all going. I loved it. Best popcorn.
My only thing, you couldn't tell?
A Pepsi, I don't know if Coca-Cola has a monopoly on the freestyle machine, but Regal is only Pepsi products, and they can only, and it's, I swear, only like six options. There's not even Mountain Dew on it.
What?
It's Starry, Pepsi. It's just... It's a simple lineup.
That's the only reason why I love them Pepsi machines, because they had Mountain Dew Blast.
Yes. Bring out the whole lineup of all the Pepsi products, Regal Theater.
It's just a movie theater.
Yeah.
Not even
a cherry Pepsi. Not even cherry Pepsi
damn.
On it.
That's a
And you couldn't even
shame.
Just add cherry to it.
See, it's only like six little options there.
Oh, hell nah. That's
there
crazy.
Was Mountain Dew.
At least you had Mountain Dew.
At least you had Dole. Right? You want a little bit of Dole
lemonade?
Juice? Tropicana. The fact that they made two of them juices, who the hell? That's crazy.
But it was a nice theater. Like Regal's kind of cool. If I lived close to one, I would go. And if all my friends had Regal passes, I'd get a Regal pass.
Matt, be honest. Be honest.
What?
Was Wuthering Heights as good as the girls are making out to be?
No, because all the videos you're seeing of people reacting, those are all ads for the movie.
Oh.
They're crying?
Like, yeah, when people are like, oh, they're all, to me, all the ones that have been coming up have been ads. Okay, listen. The movie was good. It's better than the book, which I hated reading. And did I think it was the best movie ever? No. Did Patricia cry? Yes. Was I dazzled? Yes. Was I bored? Uh-huh. I was bored a lot. So that's my take on it. It was lovely, but I was really bored.
Rate it 1 to 10. What are you going to put in
Letterboxd? I gave it a 3 out of 5. But it was a close 2.5 stars for me. But like stepping back, I was like, it was styled really well. I love the settings. The acting was really good. Like, there were elements to it that made it worth a 3. But if
I gotta say, I hate the grading scale out of 5.
Why? You think because it should be out of 10?
It's 2. Yeah, it needs to be 10.
When I hear 3 out of 5, I'm like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so to me, a 3 out of 5 would be 70%. Or, well, 65%.
That's bad to me.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's not like...
So you're looking at it, like, academically. Like,
right, like, if you told me, like, yeah, 7 out of 10, I'd be like... All right, it's got to be decent.
That's really funny.
If you were like, yeah, I give it a 65 out of 100, I'd be like, well, I would never see it.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
Three out of five to me is like, I didn't feel like I wasted my time nor my money seeing it, and I don't think I think it's worth watching. Like, 2.5 is like, I feel like I wasted some time.
Oh, you see, like if someone told me a movie was 3 out of 5, I'm not going to even watch it. I'm not going to even watch it for free.
Okay, exactly. But like some 3 out of 5 movies are good. Like, you're like, okay, that was fun. It was a decent movie.
It was fine, but like, I don't want to, like, every movie that I want to watch, I want to watch a 4 out of 5 or a 5 out of 5. Like,
correct.
I just don't want to waste my time.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If I know that me... personally would think it's a 3 out of 5 after watching it, I would never want to watch it.
Okay. Yep.
I want to be floored everything I watch.
I think,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's how I want to spend my time.
The budget is way too high. The cameras are too nice. The actors are too good and way too paid to be given out 60%.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Heath,
it needs to be perfection. And y'all spend a year to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I will go into Belize soon, but also we're on movies. Did you hear Jacob Elordi was offered James Bond?
I don't think that's
really.
Good, I don't think that's a good.
You don't think he's a good pick?
No,
I don't either.
I don't think he should take it at all.
I don't think he should. It'll ruin him.
Jacob right now is like, is he? I think he's nominated for an Oscar for Frankenstein. If he's not, forgive me, but he's lined up right now as an actor to be a total Oscar contender. Always, the James Bond contract is a big, long contract, and you don't really get nominated for Oscars for playing James Bond.
Well, yeah, you could, but rarely
does it happen.
Yeah.
And I think it should go to someone who's like, has been around the block, could use a big boost in their fame and their notoriety. Because Daniel Craig was good, you know, and he did other movies on the side, like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And
but you're James Bond, you will always be James Bond. You're very typecasted.
It's going to pigeonhole him.
And not to be a purist, James Bond, I think, should be
British,
or at least from the UK. Because Sean Connery was, Scottish or Irish? You should be from the UK. So I was hearing that there were talks, one, about Callum Turner, Dua Lipa's husband. You know who he is?
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of his performance in the last movie, but what do you call it? But I feel like he has the look.
Yes.
For James Bond, yeah.
He has the look, he has the charm, he has the poshness. I think he's a good one. Also, Aaron Taylor Johnson, too, who, you know, he's been in Kick-Ass. He's been in a bunch of movies. He has that really old wife who's 12 years older than him.
No.
I thought he kind of has the charm.
Heath, you know who I could see as James Bond? What's his name from the Jackal of the Hot, the
Day of the Jackal.
Oh, the Day of the Jackal. Guy? Him? He would be a perfect James Bond.
Oh, him? Eddie Redmayne? He's too famous.
Oh, he's too famous. So you need someone not as famous.
No. And also, who's the guy who was on White Lotus? Not the last season, but the season before.
James. Ugh. He was, I loved him in The Gentleman. Yeah. Honestly, I think he's the top contender for me out of all the names that we just said.
But he's really good. I just think it needs to be an older, the whole thing about Bond is like, he's an older, handsome, silver foxy type guy.
Hold on. Wait, really? Like, okay.
He wasn't silver foxy. Not necessarily
silver fox, but like.
He needs to be at what? In his 40s?
40, like 45.
Well, Theo James is 41 and Callum Turner is like our age. So.
But he looks young. Like, Theo looks like he's like 25.
All right.
Okay.
Do you think Callum Turner is a better option?
I think he's a good investment. Like, it's what, 10 years? You're going to do probably 6 movies over the course of 10 years.
You're right, though.
He has a good Bond look, I will say.
He does. I like Theo James better as like an actor.
Yeah.
Me too.
Than Callum Turner.
I think Theo is better, but
Jacob, if you're listening or watching, don't take it. Do not take it. I don't think you should take the role.
You are not the next
Christian Bale right now. I think you shouldn't take a franchise film like this.
But even outside of it, like pigeonholing him, whatever. I just don't think it fits him. I just don't think it's the right casting for him. Like, he should not be the next James Bond. It just doesn't make sense. We don't have a lot of franchises right now that we can be proud of. You know what I mean? Mission Impossible, we can be proud of. James Bond, we can be proud of. Like, let's not fucking ruin it. Let's not ruin those.
Well, the director is going to be Denis Villeneuve. Sorry, I always butcher his last name. The guy who did like Blade Runner. He did, Dune.
Oh, okay.
He's like a phenomenal director. So he's going to be directing at least the first one of this new franchise on whoever they pick. So I'm pumped.
What if I was James Bond?
That'd be really cool.
That's a crazy reaction. That'd be really cool. I think I can do it. I think I can. I think I'd be swooned. Like,
I want to see Zane do like a a car slide on a hood, just to try to be as smooth as possible. That's a good test.
Like 5 different things that James Bond can do that you need to be able to do.
To look cool at.
Yeah. And you need to make it look cool too. Like, not only can you do it, can you make it look good doing it too?
I just want to know who the secret agents are, like, out in the real world. Like, who is the James Bond?
Who's actually in MI6?
Every time there is.
I'm watching James Bond now kind of for the first time because I've really have never seen them. I know that's bad, but it's like I've always wanted to commit to a marathon of them. But every time, like, James Bond's getting in all these shenanigans, nearly dying, going on all these chases. If I was a secret agent, I'd be like, yo, I'm done. Like, that mission was already already enough for me. Can I retire?
But also, he's making so much money.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, do one mission and be done.
No, I don't think. I don't think it works like that. I don't think you get to leave whenever you want. That's the thing about these like agencies, are these like top secret.
Because they're orphans. They have no family. They have nothing. All they have is the job.
No, that's the fucking movie. That's in the movies.
Right. Well, I don't know.
I'm saying in real life, I'm pretty sure you can't just do one job and be like, all right, I'm fucking out. Like, mm-hmm. You have to probably commit like 5 to 10 years at least.
I'd be like, I'm just having a lot of anxiety today. Can I just not do the mission, guys? I really
don't feel like flying out to go do this.
Can you imagine like a Jake Shane as a
CIA agent? You know what? Jake Shane would do well.
No, he wouldn't, dude. He would have a nervous breakdown every fucking mission.
But that's like part of his thing. Yeah. Like he just seems like a cute little like nervous thing.
You know what? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You know his podcasts are all on Netflix. You can go on Netflix, literally crazy. Scroll down twice, and hit all his episodes.
He was just on Broadway too.
With
like Jenny Slate and a whole bunch of other actors.
Have you seen any clips of that? Or
no, I haven't. Well, you can't film Broadway shows. I don't even know what it was. I was just like, congrats, amazing.
That's wild. Good for him.
But anyways, I went to Belize. Belize was awesome. Rocked my world. I think good expectations of what it was going to be. It was next level. Beautiful. It was really nice. Yeah, we went to San Pedro, which is like an island outside, a series of like islands outside of Belize City.
Oh, you like islands, huh?
Yeah, I guess I do. All right. But it was spectacular. The views are amazing. I think it's on the up and come. Patricia and I were like, should we move here? Like,
why don't you buy it?
They're building some like really cool like developments out there. But the food was fantastic. Loved it. Loved the beer Belican. It was my favorite beer I had the whole time there.
The beer Belican?
Belican. It was like the beer of Belize.
Oh, was it like an IPA?
No, it was just a standard light beer. Yeah, ale or lager. It's kind of like their Coors Light of their country. But I loved it.
That's fun.
How long were we there for?
We were there from Friday until Monday morning. We just got back in last night. So. But I would just recommend travel to Belize. I think Mexico, you go to Mexico, everyone goes to Mexico. I think Belize is the new hidden gem.
All right.
And you can fly there really cheap now. And it was just cool. Just don't take the ferry, take the seaplane.
Okay.
Why is the ferry?
The ferry was like 90 minutes and it was we spent extra on a ferry that was going to be like faster.
Yeah.
And smaller.
Yeah.
But no, they just stacked it with people. There wasn't like no back support, no cushion, no nothing. And you're just vroom, vroom.
Is that a long ferry? How long does it take to get to Catalina, Heath?
It's just over an hour.
No, over an hour? Okay. All right. Well.
But the seaplane is 13 minutes. Not like, and by seaplane, it's just a plane.
It's also a seaplane. So I think I'd rather take the ferry.
I just think any of these types of planes that just jut from island to island, I still call them seaplanes. Oh, it was scary. And no, Patricia got picked to go sit in the front with the pilot.
No way. Yeah. Wait, so like she had to or she wanted to?
Well, apparently you can request to say if you want to sit up with the pilot. And apparently no one requested. And I don't know if they just thought Patricia was cute. And they were like, ma'am, you need to step aside. And she's like, what? What happened? And I'm like getting on the plane. Is everything fine? And Patricia walks around the plane, gets up in the cockpit with the pilot.
It's probably her size. Was she the...
Possibly. But I do know that I had seen TikToks saying that if you're interested in sitting up with the pilot and you get there, you can request to sit up with the pilot.
Matt, while you weren't looking, she was just like...
Zane, the pilot reaching over just...
right. They were looking pretty cozy in that cockpit.
Oh, he grabs her hand. He's like, here.
Zay, he's like, come here, come grab the wheel.
Yeah, you want to touch the throttle?
Go ahead, now pull this up, okay?
That's funny. God, it was probably so tight in there too, huh? Oh my
but
God.
But the scenery was incredible. So that was like the best thing to calm down your nerves is looking out the window and just seeing.
As long as it's going smooth, it's fine. Like we were on, I was so scared in Sweden. We went on that helicopter. And my God, I was so fucking scared. But it was so smooth where it just like all your nerves go away.
Right.
It's when it's bumpy. When that shit is like whipping and bumpy, that's when like you think you're gonna die.
Doing a seaplane, like an actual like one of those ones that land on water would be really fun.
It is cool. It feels like nice, like hitting the water. It feels in a way. Have you done it? Yeah, I've landed on a seaplane and I've taken off on one.
That would be.
Is it smooth?
Yeah, because like there's not that like a. Boom, that like you get when you land on, general pavement on a tarmac.
That. I didn't know it was just that
like, it's a little gentler, like hitting it. And you kind of feel like, I have landed.
Got it. Okay. All right. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Do those have wheels too? They do, right?
I believe in the front as a way of like,
that's cute.
If you need to tow it onto land.
That literally looks like grocery store shopping cart wheels. The ones that just spin as.
Yeah. It was crazy seeing those when we were in Alaska and everybody just has their own little plane that they just go from lake to lake.
Oh, that was crazy seeing that.
We went to the lake house and the people that lived there were saying like everybody just has their own little plane like that. And because there's so many lakes.
Yeah.
And everybody lives on the water. So they just take their plane from lake to lake and go visit their friends.
Didn't he want to like take somebody on the plane?
Yeah, I said no.
And we're like, yeah, fuck that.
Do you make money doing this? If not, I'm out.
Okay, so I've been seeing, is this the monkey where I've been seeing all over my TikTok with the stuffed...
A punch the monkey?
What is that?
Punch the monkey is a monkey that has gone viral on the internet. This is a monkey at a zoo. I'm not sure on what type of monkey he is. It's at a Japanese zoo. And he went viral because... I think he's been struggling to bond and make friends with them because I think his like mother abandoned him. And there was a clip of one of the elder monkeys yelling at him and kind of like hitting him to stay away from the other monkeys. And he runs across his little, you know, exhibit and cuddles with this stuffed monkey. And the stuffed monkey is like his only companion. And I believe the monkey is from IKEA, and I think IKEA decided to donate like a bunch of you know, new monkeys for Punch.
His name is Punch.
His name is Punch.
Oh, when you were saying Punch the Monkey, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds terrible.
No, not Punch the Monkey, but he's just this cute monkey, and his only companion is this stuffed monkey he carries around with him.
Oh my God.
So he's just won over all the hearts and souls of everyone across the world.
I like when like cute animals like this go viral really quick.
Let's just hope he turns out all right. He's going to hit puberty and is just going to start causing a ruckus and seeking revenge on everyone in the...
You know how those child actors are? They get crazy.
I know, right? Up, so they can't handle the attention so young.
Yeah. Oh, God. He knows he's cute. Look at him.
Yeah,
oh!
Like they're just... They're not that attached to him because I don't think those are his maternal parents.
At least he's got his little toy.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, my God.
That's sweet.
Oh, thank you for showing us that.
I
really needed it too.
But it is really cute. He has one like human handler that he is like crazy attached to. Anytime they come in to like feed them or whatever, just immediately sprints up and jumps and like hangs on his leg. And I would do anything to be that human.
Yes. I don't want a monkey. I want a friend who has a monkey.
But you know what? Monkeys are like super. They can fucking flip.
I know. Can
snap at any moment.
Chimpanzees,
that's like
man.
So terrifying. You could be best friends with a chimpanzee for so long, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Oh, yeah. I'm not fucking with a chimpanzee. If anybody who owns a monkey is just, it's crazy that it's allowed.
I want you guys' take on this because we got into an argument, a heated discussion at the wedding about it. And it was surprisingly split pretty 50-50. What do you think would win in a fight, a gorilla or a bear?
I think a bear.
I say bear all day.
Yeah.
I'm going gorilla.
Team gorilla.
Gorilla, that's crazy. I think can move around faster than the bear. And I think it could get behind the bear and smash its spine.
No.
What is this? A video game?
Yeah.
No, I'm just like a bear with claws.
No, a bear. Dude, bears are fucking, they're strong.
I don't know. We're talking about like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
And a brown bear. Like the big giant.
A grizzly.
The
brown bear. What do you see? A big ass gorilla trying to fucking.
I think grizzly all day.
Okay. So then what does AI say? Like, would a gorilla or a bear win? I want to go gorilla. I know a gorilla could beat a tiger.
Let's I could see that.
Because I remember like Discovery Channel would have these like what would win type TV shows when I was a kid. And there was one, a grizzly bear would likely win a fight against a gorilla. Eight to nine times out of, I know nothing.
Due to superior size, weight, and weaponry. While a silverback gorilla possesses incredible strength, a grizzly bear weighing 600 to 900 pounds, that's crazy, is significantly larger, 4-inch claws, a stronger bite, and better endurance.
I always underestimate bears because they don't look that scary to me, but because I know they can fuck you up.
You're seeing black bears, that's why. And black bears are like...
But I don't see them like in a state of aggression as much as I see like, you know, like that picture of that gorilla right now. I always just see it's like a video of someone like, oh my gosh, a bear just came up to our house and is digging through our trash.
It's because we see gorillas, I think, much more than you would see like a fucking, the grizzly bears. Like, dude, grizzly bears are like fucking insane and they're huge.
I know. I just, my brain doesn't think about them enough and knowing the scale and power. Dude,
but like, imagine trying to fight off a 900
It's crazy
bear.
that matchup has never happened though.
Like, because I think they're two different biodomes.
This might sound fucked up, but if I had like Epstein money.
Oh God.
And they were into doing like fucked up shit, right?
You're surprised that they don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It probably is being done.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Like, cause they got all those like Beatle videos on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Beatles versus Scorpions.
Right.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's just they're smaller.
For some reason it feels better to do that when it's just as mean.
It's the same thing.
Pinning animals together like that. Who would, between a beetle, between a scorpion?
See, exactly. You're curious.
I'm very curious.
I just didn't realize bears were that much bigger. Like, because a gorilla is fucking huge to me.
Yeah.
It's 350 pounds.
It's because every time we'd go camping, we'd see bears all the time, but you'd only see the black bears. And even the parents, like the black bear, like the mama black bear, they're nowhere near as destructive as the fucking grizzly bears.
But the grizzly bear on grizzly bear fights are gnarly.
Oh my God. I've never seen
one. Bro, what was Goldilocks fucking thinking? I'm going to bust in this house.
I think you...
too cold. Too stiff.
Do you think that was based off a true story? They should come up. They should come
inspired.
What happens at the end of Goldilocks? They're just like, bitch, what the fuck?
I think
then she runs out because she's sleeping in the bed, right? She gets in the baby's bed and goes, this is just right.
I think she has sex with a bear.
Don't get the fuck out
of
here.
Wait, she doesn't? I thought that was like the whole.
She breaks into the house. She's hungry.
And then the bear becomes a guy?
Okay, so in most like Beauty and the Beast. Goldilocks and Three Bears ends with Goldilocks waking up to find the bears watching her screaming in fear and jumping out the window to run away, never to return. She escapes unharmed, leaving the bears to find their broken chair and eaten porridge. What's the moral? Fuck with bears or don't touch things that are yours.
I don't know.
She's a fucking menace.
Yes. What's up, guys? Bitch. Me, Goldilocks here. Come with me as I'm going to break into these bears' house.
I do want to see that. I want to see like a video of that, like a girl doing that.
But what was the moral? Like, we were taught this story all the time. What is the moral of Goldilocks?
It makes you feel bad for the bears. Maybe be nice to animals, but again, there's no moral to the story.
Okay, the moral of Goldilocks is to respect the property, privacy, and boundaries of others. Damn right. Damn right, Goldilocks.
Even of animals, too. Well, if it was for that guy, I think he'd get into the house and fuck all the three bears. Am I right? What's his name, Alan?
Well, you know what old fable used to like haunt me was Hansel and Gretel.
That's a scare. Have you seen the movie that adapted like the...
Oh, all the Hansel and Gretel shit scare the fuck out of me. Because
it's so
scary. Because that was like something when I was a kid, I go, I would have fallen for that. You're telling me I come across this gingerbread house made out of candy and hot pies and everything, and I'm being invited inside, and that witch puts me up in a little cage?
Yeah. Ooh,
Hansel and Gretel.
Why are they making like scary children's stories? You know, like why has it got to be scary for the kids?
Well, because originally kind of they were scary. Like the Grimm fairy tales and stuff has a lot of like Disney movie.
Brothers Grimm. Yeah.
Yeah. The Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. Like, Snow White, I would consider pretty scary.
Like in Cinderella, in the original story, the stepsisters cut off their toes to try to fit into the glass slipper.
Oh, that was the original story?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Have you seen The Ugly Stepsister? It's like a French film that came out this past year.
No.
Crazy. It's dark, freaky, but good.
Is it Zane, like, you would is, like is it. The adaptation of, is it like kind of close to Cinderella?
It's this dark spinoff. It's like a black comedy body horror film of.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It's like, she's one of the ugly stepsisters in Cinder and she's trying to like win over the prince.
Okay.
And just shit goes down.
All right.
I mean, it's crazy.
All right. It'll be on my list of things to do.
Yeah.
Oh, 86%. I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
it's
talking about,
baby. It's not for everybody.
Four out of five.
Patricia like was starting. She was like, what the fuck is this? Like she was a little like.
No, I love watching movies that make me fucking react like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would fuck with it.
Nice. All right, I'll report back.
I'll watch this tonight.
Oh yeah, do it. I think it's on. Yeah, it's on. It's on Disney Plus. That's the whole thing with Disney Plus right now. Well, Disney Plus is now owned by Hulu and like AMC and shit, and so they have horror on Disney Plus. They have rated R movies on Disney Plus.
That's pretty crazy. Why would they do that?
Because it's a media company and now owns all of this stuff. They and parents want to, if they want to know they're getting their money's worth and they can watch their own shows. They have kids. They
should,
family.
They, like, I know, but they should change the name of it. I don't think it makes sense.
I mean, if it comes with the subscription to Hulu and stuff too.
Right. It is. That's true. But it's, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm done. My social battery is kaput. So we're going to end this episode, whether Heath and Matt like it or not. That was kind of nasty, huh?
A little bit.
Sorry.
It's okay. Your battery's out.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Is Anything Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio format on all the podcast platforms, every Tuesday video format on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Everybody say goodbye to Matt and Jared. Thank them for being here today.
What? That sounds like we're getting dismissed. Like the tribe has spoken.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling for every single episode. We do an unwind, and then we also do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. Every episode is early access and ad-free, so make sure to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Nice. Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds. We love
you.
Peace
and blessings,
y'all. Peace and blessings.
Love you.